Hello and welcome to Life in the Rabbit Hole, a podcast about Kaneo Valley Living and the official podcast of our Kaneo Parent Pod community. I am your host, Lori Carice, a fellow resident, business owner, and parent living in the Kaneo Valley. We all have a story and we've faced our challenges in remaining Kaneo Valley strong. Those journeys are shared, creating inspiration and deepening our bonds. Join me as we connect through Life in the Rabbit Hole. For everyone, everywhere. Welcome back to our listeners. I wanted to start season two with a solo episode. No guests, just me expressing gratitude to our listeners and even revealing some of my own journey with you. It makes me feel very vulnerable, but I asked that of my guests, so I'm going to go ahead and put that out there myself. We just wrapped up our first season of Life in the Rabbit Hole. Yay! And we're actually celebrating our first year this August. Yes, I'm a pandemic podcaster, as some people call it. You know, that's not my favorite term. It actually isn't meant to be uplifting or positive. I kind of heard it one time socially. Oh, you know, people are the pandemic podcaster, kind of like the new wave of podcasters. And I think previous podcasters actually resent a lot of new podcasters, but I actually want to celebrate them because it means that you've stepped out of your comfort zone and you're trying something new and you're trying something creative during this incredible pandemic that we're all going through. So what do you do during a pandemic when your events business is completely shuttered? You reflect on your years of business experience and wonder how you landed in such a place of vulnerability where your core livelihood is taken away. You start a podcast. Everyone has their COVID-19 story. And while I'm fortunate to have not lost a loved one, I, like many others, have suffered significant losses. I had been working for myself for 12 years and building a small business where it never brought me wealth. It brought me opportunity. For one, and my biggest takeaway is that I get to be home full time to raise my girls. I've never had to drop them off early for childcare and pick them up late. I'm a work at home mom where I've managed to create my own schedule, which has allowed me to pick up my girls from school, have after school activities, you know, go to birthday parties, gatherings, play dates, dinner at home, and reasonable bedtimes. That all shook my world on March 11th, 2020. COVID-19 officially shut me down. I spent the next several weeks waiting it out for the most part, as probably many people did. You know, what's going to happen? Are we going to reopen? Are we going for a deeper lockdown? Well, it all unraveled and you know where we are. I started with postponing events, sending out communications, and mostly I was focusing on our household and how I was going to keep the calm. I'll keep that G rated. I was going to say, you know, keep my S-H-I-T. All right. Keep the calm for myself and my children. I scrambled for birthday decorations that I had in the garage because we were locked down. Bits and pieces kind of came together so that my older daughter could wake up to some kind of birthday celebration on March 18th as she turned 12. Just 3 days into our new pandemic school break before we were officially thrust into distance learning. I rearranged our dining room to make it a classroom, created an at-home library, keep my girls busy with something new to kind of read and think about. You know, anything that was a distraction was good. Plus, I ordered plenty of craft supplies, right? My dining room table pretty much was a painting party every day there for several weeks. After the craziness settled for distance learning and accepting our new lockdown and isolation, the panic set in about my business. What is going to happen? No group gatherings. When would we be able to gather? Will people want to? What will that look like? And where does it leave me in generating income? It wasn't for several weeks or even months did relief packages apply to me, kind of coming my way for opportunity to recover, such as pandemic unemployment, small business association grants, and even the PPP. I've been working since I was 15 years old. There was a time where I was even holding down two jobs and going to school. I'm not someone who can sit here and not be professionally productive. It was time to reinvent myself once again. The family events, that was not going to be easy. There's not much I could do about that. Parents were too consumed with their own Zoom learning curves, you know, visiting Nana for Easter and birthdays and Zoom gatherings. And of course, online schooling was definitely also a bit of a burden and a bit of an overload as far as, you know, Zoom gatherings. So running a virtual kid event was not going to work. But the new wellness programming I had just started, actually just before the pandemic, that was a good fit for me to relaunch with Zoom. So the only problem was everyone was holding complimentary wellness programming, which was amazing. We all needed it, right? We needed those connections. Wellness top of mind is incredible. But, you know, charging for content was not going to work, but I could definitely build my community. So I did. There became a time when I felt very disconnected, however, from my family audience. And my events had been postponed from March. And here it was now August. No events, no pop-up meetups, no giveaways. Was my 12 years of creating a network about to slip away? How do I virtually connect with my audience without asking them to follow my schedule? On-demand programming, or better yet, a podcast. I kept hearing people talk about, I want to start a podcast, or watch for my new podcast, listen in. And these were regular women just like me, women's network events that I was attending on, keeping myself busy. And, you know, they weren't particularly skilled in technology. So I started thinking, I can do that. I can start a podcast. As a middle-aged woman, I'm self-taught with technology, most technology and social media. So I wasn't very excited about the learning curve in tech. But once I dove in, I was really hooked. I felt like I, you know, actually was taking on a new passion. My why was clear as to why I was starting my podcast. I wanted to be able to push out messaging and also be connected to my community through stories. A year later, I'm now celebrating life in the rabbit hole, turning one. I reflect now on those stories and my guests, the confidence it's given me to always try something new. And I also know that I'm reaching listeners with quality content that, you know, lives way beyond the moment. This June was my 13-year anniversary in becoming an entrepreneur. I wondered if I could really count last year. I wasn't running my events. I wasn't able to drive revenue. It was a year basically working for free, which as entrepreneurs, any of you listening, you know, that's how we all get started, right? We work harder and longer hours for very little pay, if any, in the beginning, but we get to create and hopefully even motivate and inspire us to also be creative. Well, my lost year in business counts, sort of, kind of. It's probably the most important year because it forced me to look at myself, my abilities, and break through new barriers. I've given myself permission to be imperfect and continue to make mistakes, but most importantly, power through them. As I now begin to reopen my community events and go through reopening phases, even continued setbacks, I'm dedicating this reopening with a theme for both my event season and season two of Life in the Rabbit Hole, with a theme of reset and recover. On our podcast, you'll hear stories of recovery and how we've all had to pivot on top of pivot on top of pivot, but also for our comeback events, while things might not look as they did when we left off, it's time to release that pause, reset, and also find ways to recover with a community outreach system and messaging, and just really connect in supporting local, support small businesses, and something very close to me, support women-owned. The stories are out there. I hope to bring them to you, our listeners, as we all reset and recover. I celebrate with you my 13 years in business. Yes, that last year, 13 years in business, and our first year of life in the rabbit hole. As a pandemic podcaster, which I now say proudly, because I achieved the 7-year episode burnout hump, I brought in some sponsors, created a new community, and became more creatively expressive. This is a time to shine and to be grateful, of which I am. Thank you to our listeners, and I look forward to finding where this journey leads, because this is my life in the rabbit hole. Thank you so much for listening today, and please subscribe to our podcast so that you'll be alerted each time a new episode drops. And give us a 5-star rating and positive comments to help us grow. For bonus content, be sure to join our exclusive channel for the parents of our community, the Kaneo Parent Pod. And for our lady listeners, you'll also be linked to our sister podcasts, Reset for Women Unplugged and Mom 360 Everywhere, at the same website, podhub360.com. We're a stronger community when we come together full circle.